Who in God's name propagated the notion that shaving your face would make facial hair grow in faster? Who started spouting that drivel? Who did that? Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. But has anyone else heard of that? That notion that shaving your face often makes your hair grow back faster. That's got to be some garbage, right? That cannot be true. You know, like when you see these young men who want to grow facial hair, they're like, man, what must I do? What must I do? I really want a beard. I really want some scruff right here, dude. But nothing seems to work. I get a little bit of like peach fuzz, but that's not enough. I need more. I need to look like a lumberjack. What do? They go to the internet. What do they see on the internet? They see that shaving your face often makes it grow back faster. I was one of those strapping young men. I chose to believe that statement that shaving your face would make your facial hair grow in more, grow in faster. So what did I do? Every time I got a little bit, just a little bit of fuzz coming in, I was shaving. Over and over again. Oh, some fuzz? Shave. Fuzz? Shave. Some fuzz? Shave. Let it grow out a little bit more? Shave, dude. Over and over and over again. It wasn't changing the rate at which it grew back in. It didn't grow back any stronger. It didn't come back any faster, dude. All I was doing was delaying it. I was working against my own agenda, pretty much, dude. The best way to grow in facial hair is to just let it grow. Just leave it alone. Just nurture it. You know, I don't do anything with my quote unquote facial hair, dude. I mean, I got something there, but I really don't do anything, and it's growing out. It's getting there. I'm well on my way to procuring a nice beard, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I gotta pat myself on the back. Why? Because I've left it alone. I just let it grow out. I don't shave it. I don't do anything to it. I wash it, and I just let it grow. I just let it just sustain itself and just flourish on its own. Who started that piece of information? Who spread that around? What's up with that? That shaving your face makes your hair come back fast. Who started that? That's got to have been spread by like girlfriends who hated seeing their boyfriends with beards or some nonsense, you know what I mean? Or people who just hated facial hair. So they're like, you know what we're gonna do? Let's spread this around. Let's spread it around. If they shave their hair, if they keep shaving it, it'll grow in even more. It'll grow back faster. So all we gotta tell them is that just keep shaving. Keep shaving. Keep shaving. It'll grow in. You just gotta keep shaving. Would that literally, who in the world, who started that? What in God's name? You are working against what you want. You are working against your agenda. Come on, man. Just let it go. Just let it grow. Leave it alone. Maybe trim it in a few places if it gets a little too out of hand. If it isn't growing the way you want it to grow, maybe trim it up a little. But if you want to grow it out into like a lumberjack beard, if you want it to be that full, that bushy, then just let it fly, dude. Just let it go. That is what I have been doing the past few months. Like I said before, I would always just shave my face, because I was one of those believers in that notion. I truly thought I was doing something right in shaving my face. No. Right now, as of the making of this episode, my beard is at its peak length, dude. This is the longest it has ever been. It has ever been, dude. Why? Because I just left it alone. I just leave it alone. Just let it go. Let it grow, dude. Stop shaving it. If you want it to grow in. If you don't like facial hair, yeah, keep shaving. More power to you. Keep on going, dude. I ain't stopping you. But if you're one of those people who believe the statements being propagated by these fiends, stop listening to them. They are lying to you. Let it grow. Leave it alone, dude. Let your body do its thing. Let your body do its thing. Let nature run its course. It'll get there if you have the genetics for it. Some people just can't grow beards. You got to also understand that. You got to come to grips with that. Some people, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. No matter how hard you try, no matter how long you wait, no matter what supplements you use, you just won't be able to grow it. You got to come to grips with that. The faster you come to grips with that, the happier you'll be. Just don't even worry about it. Some people just can't do it, and that's all right. Some people just don't look good with beards. You know what I mean? Some people look even better with beards. Some people don't look good at all with beards. You just got to accept it. If you're one of those people, you just can't grow a beard. Even if you want a beard, you just can't grow one. Accept it. There's nothing wrong with it, dude. You might look great without a beard. Who knows? Just leave it alone. It is what it is, dude. Just accept that fact. You see, I haven't been to a barber in years. So I haven't, like, you know, sometimes when you tell your barber to not shave your face and then they do it anyway and you're like, whoa, come on, man, I told you not to. He's like, oh, my bad, man, but it's too late now. We gotta keep going, else you'll look like a scrub. I'm like, oh my god, dude, I told you to leave it alone. I haven't been to the barber in years, dude. I have been cutting my own hair at home for the longest now, dude. I've saved so much money on just cutting my own hair. I just invested into a nice, solid, wired hair cutter, and it does the job. It does it real good. I mean, like, I'm your typical black dude, like, with the most boring hairstyle on the face of the planet. My hair, it grows pretty long if I let it grow pretty long, but I don't let it get to that point. I just cut it. I just, you know, the razor has, like, the guards on it, right? It has guards. I just set it to the shortest guard it has. I think is like 0.5 millimeters or some nonsense. Whatever the shortest one it has, that's the guard I put on, and I just go over my head. Just go over my head till I don't hear any more chopping noises. I just keep going over my dome till I don't hear any more chopping, and then I'm good. It's as simple as that. Less than 5 minutes, not a single dollar spent. I do it in the comfort of my own home while listening to some tunes. Easy peasy, dude. My haircuts come out so good, so immaculate, so absolutely perfect. My own dad asked me to cut his hair. I cut my dad's hair now. He hasn't been to the barbershop in years. He has not been to the barbershop in years. This is incredible, dude. Honestly, I'm thinking about maybe I should post up shop in my garage and just have my own little barbershop going on, dude. $5 for a quick shave. You won't be getting any fancy hairstyles or any nonsense, dude. But I mean, a haircut's a haircut. Jesus Christ. I've saved so much money on it. It's too good, man. It's too good. I forget what the inside of a barber even looks like, dude. Seriously. I don't even remember the last time I went to the barber. Honestly, since I've been in Georgia, I've had some pretty bad experiences with the barbers out here, man. I had a really good barber out in California, but, you know, we moved away. And I haven't been able, I mean, there's no point now since I cut my own hair. But before that, I hadn't been able to find a barber that could really, really hook me up really good. I was hopping from barber to barber trying to find the perfect one, but I just could not find a really good barber. I just couldn't. It was impossible, dude. They would always mess me up. And I mean, it is what it is, but, like, you know, I'm trying to look for perfection, you know? You're cutting my hair, man. Like, it's going to look like this for a good bit of time, and you're screwing me up, man. Jesus Christ, that happened more than a few occasions. Like, I'm sitting down. The guys, I tell them what I want. I tell them I want a bald fade. I want a bald fade, just the classic, normal bald fade. The guy says, all right, I got you. So he begins cutting. I close my eyes, and I just let him do his thing, dude. I open him back up when he's finished. He shows me myself in the mirror, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It looks a little scuffed. He's like, "Well, what do you mean scuffed? Well, what do you want me to do?" I'm like, "Can you chop this side a bit more? Can you even this side out a bit more?" He's like, "Yeah, I got you." So then he goes and he does whatever he's got to do to it, and then he shows me the mirror again, and I look even worse, dude. You know when you try to fix something, but you end up making it even worse than it was before? That was the situation we had. Like, at this point, like, you can't put more hair back on there. Once that hair is gone, it's gone. So now we're in a dilemma where he has taken too much hair off, and now I just look completely lopsided. I look lopsided, dude. So now he's got to go on the other side and level that out. But now I don't have that much hair up there. Now I have a little sliver. You could hardly see it. You know that picture of that old dude who put like a dime on his head, and you zoom in on it and you can see the dime is like levitating, but that's just because the dude has just enough hair to be able to just lift up that dime on its own. That was how much hair I had, dude, because he kept having to level it out on both sides until he finally got it. But at that point, I had lost so much hair, I had looked damn near bald. It was brutal, dude. That was the worst experience I had. I've had at a barbershop out here in Georgia, and I've never went back to that guy ever again. Why would I, dude? That was one of the worst experiences of my life. Jesus Christ. Absolutely terrible, dude. So I figured, okay, this just ain't working. I can't find a good barber. I'm getting screwed up really badly. You know what? Let me cut my own hair. I cut my own hair. I look great, dude. I don't need anything fancy. Like I said, my hair, naturally, it's not crazy or anything. It's just, you know, it's relatively short compared to most black hair. But, like I said, I just can't do anything fancy with it, dude. Unfortunately, I can maybe give myself a mohawk. I tried to do that, but that's impossible. It's for me by myself. I can't give myself a mohawk, dude. I tried to do it, but I can't see the back of my head. So then it ends up being incredibly uneven. I took a picture of it once, and I look absolutely horrible. I look like a monster. I literally look like a monster, dude. It's not even funny how bad I looked with that mohawk. Jesus Christ. But I want to try some different hairstyles on my own dome, dude. I do, but like my options are pretty limited given my hair, you know what I mean? Like, I could maybe put some designs in it, but how am I going to do that, man? I'm not gifted artistically like that, you know what I mean? So if I try to put some really neat design in my dome, it's going to end up looking really, really shoddy. So I don't know if that's even possible for me to do on my own. I would probably have to venture out and go find an actual barber to hook me up with that nonsense, dude. But I do want to try some new things with my hair, considering I've had the same exact hairstyle for my head for the past like 3 years. The same, just what is it even called, dude? It's not a fade. I don't give myself a fade. It's just a simple trim. It's literally just a haircut. I don't even think it's called anything, dude. Just a cut. It is literally just a cut. I am just shortening my hair. That's it. All around my head, there is no fade, no nothing. It's just a shave. Just on my dome. I leave my face alone. Like I've said, I'm trying to grow out a beard. It's getting there. So I leave my face alone, and I just cut my hair as short as I wanted, dude. Whatever the shortest guard length is, I, like I said, I forget what it is. I think it's 0.5. Might be 0.1. Nah, I doubt it. I think it's 0.5. I don't know. Good Lord. But that's going to do it for me today. But before I go, I gotta recommend a song, dude. Jesus Christ. The song I'm gonna recommend on this glorious day is Together Forever by Rick Astley, dude. Good Lord. This is a bop of a song. See, when you hear the name Rick Astley, you're gonna think of Never Gonna Give You Up. But you never hear about Together Forever, dude. What's up with that? in my opinion, Together Forever is a better song than Never Gonna Give You Up. But Never Gonna Give You Up has been what's the word for it? Inflated, let's say that. It has been inflated by the meme-ness surrounding that song. You know what I mean? I mean, the song still is a good song. It's still a good song. But I wouldn't even say, like compared to Together Forever, dude, it's not even close. I'm sorry. Not even close. So the song we're going to be recommending on this day is Together Forever, Rick Astley. Banger of a tune, dude. Really good song. That's going to do it for me today, though. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. You can send in a voice clip. You can send in a question, a topic you want us to discuss. You can just say hi if you want, dude. It truly does not matter to me. All that matters to me is that it is safe to have on the podcast. No nonsense, all right? No skullduggery. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.